This is Apollo Control, Houston, at 25 hours, 41 minutes into the flight. Our velocity is down to 5,162 feet per second. We're 106,270 miles from home. And here's some conversation recorded in the last 20-minute time block.
Houston, Apollo 8, how do you read on the high gate?
I'm reading you loud and clear, Bill. How me?
I'm reading you loud and clear. I'll go ahead and dump this, and you might want to listen to it in real time to evaluate the voice.
Okay, we'll do that as soon as I can.
Give me a call when you're ready.
Do you want to dump it by your command, or would you like us to command the dump on? Over.
You can go ahead and command whenever you're ready.
Okay, we're starting now. Thank
I've already
you.
Rewound.
Roger.
Roger, I've already rewound. There's only about 5 minutes worth on the tape, Houston.
Roger, I understand, Bill. You promised me you were gonna wait 3 days before you started doing this, Bill.
It's been a long trip.
And at 25 hours, 46 minutes into the flight, that's our status. This is Apollo Control, Houston. ...107,400 miles from home, our velocity 5,118 feet per second. In the past 15 to 20 minutes, we've recorded this brief conversation.
Apollo 8, Houston, over.
Go ahead, Houston.
Roger, at 26 hours DET, we'll be switching our antennas back again at Madrid, and you can expect a glitch on your comm system.
Roger. Houston, Apollo 8.
Go ahead, Jim.
I noticed that you skipped the IMU alignment for about 26 hours. because we were still asleep. Do you want to include that again, or do you think it's required?
Roger, Jim. We think it's going to be required prior to the next set of P-23 sightings, and we're suggesting that it be put in at 27:45. We'll have a flight plan, a more complete flight plan update for you here shortly.
Okay, fine. We're in the process of having breakfast.
Roger, understand. Follow 8, Houston.
Go ahead, Houston.
Okay, tape dumps are complete. It's rewound. You can go ahead and record in low bit rate if you so desire.
Roger, will do.
And that wraps it up for this period. This is Apollo Control, Houston. 6 hours, 27 minutes into the flight. We're 108,400 miles out. Our velocity now is 5,080 feet per second. We've had no conversation with the crew over the past 20-minute period. We do have this advisory, however, on the trajectory of the S-4B. At this particular point in the mission, 26 and a half hours, the S-4B is placed, by our best estimates, at a point 800 miles. It's on moving on a track 800 miles outboard of the spacecraft and 1,200 miles behind the spacecraft. I say again, it is 800 miles outboard of the spacecraft and 1,200 miles behind, diagonally behind the spacecraft. Both are nautical references. The point of closest approach of the S-4B and Apollo 8 will be, according to our trajectory experts, at a point when the spacecraft rounds the moon for the first time. The S-4B will go by, they will pass each other, and there will be approximately 1,800 nautical miles between the two of them, at a point just as the spacecraft is acquired by the Earth after its first trip around and as it's completing its first trip around the moon. The path of the S-4B will be outboard of the moon, and it will move on into its solar orbit. The distance, again, the point of closest approach is the two move about the moon, the S-4B moving off to on the sun side of the moon, and the spacecraft making its first pass around. They'll come within 1,800 nautical miles of each other. And that would occur at roughly, 73 hours into the flight. That's based on a LOI of about 72 hours. At 26 hours, 29 minutes into the flight, this is Apollo Control, Houston. And this is Apollo Control, Houston, at 26 hours, 51 minutes into the flight. We're, 100, we'll have to estimate based on the wall map, 112,000 miles out. And we've had this brief conversation in the last few minutes.
Follow me, Houston.
Go ahead, Houston.
Follow here. Disregard. We were going to talk about the high gain, but you beat us to it.
Oh, okay.
Follow 8, Houston.
Go ahead, Houston.
Roger, Jim. We'd like to take control of the tape for a few minutes to make sure that we got all that last dump, over.
Okay, stand by one.
Roger.
You got it.
Thank you, sir.
Houston, Apollo 8.
Apollo 8, Houston, go ahead.
Right, I just noticed that I can hear those RTCs coming through on a normal voice.
What's it sound like, Bill?
A little squeak.
Yep.
28 Houston, over.
Go ahead.
Roger, I have a flight plan update for you sometime at your convenience. Apollo 8 Houston, are you calling, over?
Roger, ready, copy.
Okay, Bill, this will be on page 2-22 of your flight plan. And for the command module pilot, I already mentioned it to him, but at the top of the page at about 27:45, actually, we'd like him to do a P-52 and IMU alignment. And then the P-23 should be done as scheduled. Those four stars, Procyon, Regulus, Alphard, and Spica, we realize Alphard may not be too good a star. Regulus is about 3 degrees above the horizon, and Spica is at a 48-degree trunnion angle. So I guess what we're saying is if Jim has difficulty doing one set on each of those four stars, we suggest that he omit whichever one he's having difficulty with and pick it up by doing two sets on some other star that he likes. Over.
Understand.
All right, in the lower right-hand corner of page 222, the passive thermal control attitude should read pitch 224 degrees, yaw 020. And on the next page, at about 29 hours, you can resume the normal flight plan. We would like to make one addition at 29:30 at a wastewater dump. Even though one is not really required at that time, we'd like to get the dump out of the way so that we can track you uninterruptedly without any dumping, you know, as we're coming up on mid-course correction number 3. Over.
Roger.
That's about all, Bill. You got any questions on that?
Well, that's pretty good. We've been saving up some water of our own to dump here, so that'll work out all right.
Very good. Don't ruin Jim's optics.
Right.
Apollo 8 Houston.
Well.
Roger. We'd like poo and accept, please. We'd like to send you up a P-27. It's a LEM state vector. Going to LEM slot only, and we do not want you to transfer it over to the CSM. Apollo 8 Houston, did you copy?
Roger, you got it.
Okay, we got it. We're sending you a LEM state vector, and we'd like you not to transfer that vector over to the CSM slot.
Roger.
Thank you. Apollo 8 Houston.
Roger, are you still planning a MCC-2 at 28 hours, over?
Stand by one, Bill. Bill, negative. Now, that mid-course correction number 2 has been canceled. Its magnitude was less than 1 foot per second, so we decided not to do it, over.
Okay, thank you.
And you've got the computer again if you go to block, please.
And this is Apollo Control again, 110,000 even, miles out, our velocity 5,028 feet per second. Our spacecraft weight now is down to 63,000 pounds, 63,023 pounds. And I think in the course of that conversation you heard that we see no further need for any more mid-course corrections between now and our journey to the moon. At 26 hours, 57 minutes, that's our status. And this is Apollo Control, Houston, at 28 hours, 55 minutes into the flight. Apparently our earlier report regarding velocity is still causing a great deal of consternation in the press room, so we'll go through it one more time. Through error, either on our part or on the part of a chart, we apparently reported reported a discrepancy in the velocity. We want to correct that error. The present velocity we read on our Space Digital's chart is 4,833.3 feet per second, and it is getting smaller, as is proper. It will continue to get smaller until the spacecraft reaches the lunar sphere of influence, which is about 60,000 miles from now, and at that point the spacecraft will slow down to approximately 3,900 feet per second. Those are Earth-related feet per second, at which time it will begin to speed up slightly as it makes its final approach toward the moon. So once more, our present velocity in terms of feet per second, 4,800, and since we talked to you just a second ago, it's now down to 32 feet per second even, 4,832. Our distance, 115,629 nautical miles from Earth. And we've had no additional conversation with the crew since our last report. This is Apollo Control Houston at 28 hours, 57 minutes. This is Apollo Control Houston, 29 hours, 18 minutes into the flight. Our velocity, 4,797 feet per second. Our distance, 116,658 nautical miles. And in recent minutes, we have recorded this conversation, and we have every reason to believe it'll be a continuing conversation because we've just heard additional calls. Let's have the tape.
Houston, Apollo 8.
Apollo 8, Houston, over. Apollo 8, this is Houston, over.
Roger, since Lunar Nav accomplished, we did two sets on Star 16, two sets on 22, and one set on 21.
Roger, understand P-23 completed. Two sets on 16, two on 22, and one on 21.
Roger, it was getting a little late, so we didn't want to start on 26.
Roger, understand, Jim. Houston, go ahead.
Is our previous BTC attitude okay for the next session?
Roger, Bill. The one that we updated an hour or so ago, i.e. pitch 224, yaw 020, is a good one.
224-20, Roger.
Roger. Apollo 8, Houston, we'll be changing antennas in about 2 minutes. You can expect a glitch in your comms.
Roger.
Roger.
How are all the systems looking
down
there, Houston?
Apollo 8, Houston, you're looking good here in Apollo 8, Houston, over. Apollo 8, this is Houston, over. Apollo 8, this is Houston, over.
This is Apollo Control. We're looking presently at the biomed readout on Bill Anders, and it looks like this, a mean heart rate of running around between 68 and 69, and the highest the system has seen in this sample period of roughly an hour is about 88. The lowest it's seen is 51. His mean respiration rate is 10, and let's see, that's all the data we have on that chart. No additional conversation since we gave you those readings. And at 29 hours, 21 minutes, this is Apollo Control, Houston. This is Apollo Control, Houston. Within the last half hour, several members of the crew here have had another conversation with Apollo 8 in private regarding their medical situation, and apparently it is much improved. We will have this tape for you shortly, but in general, Borman reports feeling much, much better. We'd estimate it'll be 15 minutes before we have the tape. This is Apollo Control, Houston. This is Apollo Control, Houston, 29 hours, 47 minutes. I'd like to amplify a bit more on this most recent tape conversation. Mike Collins opens it, and this was a private conversation conducted from the communication room in this building, Building 30. Collins asked the crew for additional detail on their condition, and Frank Borman comes on the line, and he describes his problems, and he also says he's had several hours of rest this morning and is feeling much, much better. Jim Lovell, in the conversation, also reveals for the first time that he apparently wasn't feeling too well when they first went into orbit yesterday, and this was the first we'd learned of that. He of course, said this was a momentary thing, and he describes it in very finite terms. And let's see, that covers everybody but Bill Anders, and he reports just generally feeling better, and apparently a case of a butterfly stomach or some such this morning. Borman elaborates a bit and says he thinks he had a 24-hour virus. He said he noted some diarrhea, an upset stomach, and he describes even some vomiting. Our head physician, Dr. Barry, gets on the line with Borman and presses him for additional detail, which is forthcoming, but in the end, Barry feels that the situation is considerably better than when we first learned of it perhaps an hour or more ago. Within perhaps 5 or 10 minutes, we should have the tape, which is now en route to our news center in Building 1, on the line for you to play prior to our news conference, which will be at 1:15 Houston time. Other than that, we're right on the flight plan, and we are still scheduled for a television pass beginning at 2:06 Houston time. As we've been talking, we've recorded this additional communication from Apollo 8, and we'll play it for you now.
Houston, Apollo 8, how do you read? Houston, Apollo 8. Houston, Apollo 8.
Roger, Apollo 8, Houston, go ahead.
Roger, we're dumping some water we collected here, and we're ready to dump the wastewater down to 25%. Do you concur?
Roger, we concur. We're standing by for your dump.
All right, we've already started the other.
Roger, thank you. Apollo 8, Houston. Apollo 8, this is Houston, over.
This is Apollo Control, Houston. That conversation concluded very briefly there with a great amount of static. But we now have the conversation, which we've alluded to in two earlier announcements, a rather full development and an examination of the crew medical problems. You'll hear first Mike Collins, the capsule communicator. He's talking with Bill Anders, then he talks to Frank Borman, and then Chuck Berry, who I believe identifies himself, comes on the line. Here's that...